then it would be still really hard to talk in real life, I guess, or not?
Yeah, but I think it's about like engaging in debate and getting
used
to talking to people and not like
to be aggressive.
To be aggressive, for example. Because it's a little bit less vulnerable online because you don't have violence, of course, or whatever, like you it's a little bit safer. Then she I can imagine also the feeling of it. Probably would be more comfortable to get into like a confrontation in real life than
the women in radio, for example, when they say they transport the voices in male, and they were talking about women's rights, and they would listen to them just because their voice sounded male, and they couldn't see the body, but it was enough. Yeah,
it's about how other people react to what you say, also.
Yeah,
if you present as one or the other.
Yeah, there are pre-assumptions.
Yeah.
Yes, normally I talk so much, and I always take up like all the, like when it's awkward or quiet, I will talk.
Oh yeah, me too.
You know, so I was just like, okay, I will not do anything, I'll just see how it works. Otherwise, I'm just too much, and that's not my role.
Because this whole binary thing, and I'm also trying to get out of that. I'm also trying to get out of this feeling like it's our responsibility to become more like men, or to speak more like men, so that we can get into their discussion. Because, like, I think, of course, in the short term, there's something you can learn from that, and it's a performance of, like, okay, I don't know, doing something that you're not used to. But I don't know if that's the solution, because I don't think that it's fair that it's only
It's
us, but at the same time, we have internalized also that assertiveness and confrontation is a male thing and not a female. So, like, I don't know where to start.
Yeah,
you know, like, how
where
do I start?
It's also all the society that it's on you.
It's
not so much the also for men that it's all the thing, the structures that are on you. So it's not that.
Yeah, it's so interesting. Like, do you want to achieve that level of the man? Like, why would you want that?
No,
like,
don't
do like
that.
And you're bossy.
But I'm still like, but still women are like oppressed, so you have to break through the cannot.
No, so I think there's different phases.
Yeah, but it's so difficult like men to do what.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think that not everybody has to do the same thing.
No.
Yeah.
Because I think it's partly indeed like sort of appropriating the current space before you can actually change the status quo.
Yeah.
But it's difficult.
Infiltration.
Yeah. But there it's quite difficult, because I think it's also when you're talking about politics and you see like many of the like the first powerful women, they got in because
they
copied the mechanics. Margaret Thatcher.
In the
end, what did she do for feminism?
That's true.
And even if you're like so well spoken that you can join the discussion, you're still like more privileged than other people that don't have the education or self-confidence or whatever, you know. So
it's
you're
structural.
Still joining that structure.
Yeah.
I talk quiet, and people interpret it as being insecure, but that's not always true.
We can do another round.
No, I want to talk about that, but later.